Rav Sava Shul Zatzvichos, Saran Levi Sava Shul Zatzvichos. That's Mechoikis, my time to Levi. I'm getting from Mishim Rav Yosef, Rav Ben Nairoi. Mishim Mishlichos Yad Amur B'Shaim Masach, Mishlichos Yad Amur B'Shaim Machina. Vani Aymer, Eina Mishun. Turn for half a second, okay. Rashi. Umid Rav Sava, Tzvichos Saran. Lidakina Midinokat Makel. Levi bar Pukdei, Sarain Tzichasarin. Because we start off, Hitma Rav Levi, Chanam Shikhus Yad Tzichah, Chanam Ein Tzichah. So by default, Levi is going to have to hold Ein Tzichah. Mishun Shikhus Yad Kleiman. Ein Edaim Lezu. Shazu Nemra Lezairach. Loi Mishtama Ela Mechisarin. But the first pasuk, it has the where is this chadish the parasha shlichus yad. So then ein be'el chidushoy. So we say there has to be a chasar. Avol shel shem esocha nemra shloy letzarech. That's the mashunis nemra shloy letzarech. Mashmoish shel drasha. It's not there for itself. It's there for drasha. V'lameich ein etzich chasar. The only reason why it repeats it is that Gufa to tell me, sorry, that Shluchas Yad and it's your concern. Bani Aymer, right, who's Rabbi Yechanan, said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that's Mishuna. Bani Aymer says Rabbi Yechanan that it's not Mishuna. Does Rashi v'ni Aymer b'yechin Paul get Rabbi Yosi ben Uroi Rabbi v'amar afhi letzarch nemra v'levi svirla k'Rabbi Yosi ben Uroi v'midrash minoye d'ene tzvichasar di mikro kama v'teis k'daitin l'chiyuve adem chasale zog the Gemara. What's the issue if it's mishuna or not mishuna? Is extra, b'kitzer, it's extra, is it not extra? My mishuna, loy time shlichus yad b'shem asachar, v'teis b'shem mechina, we have a kal v'chaymer, ma shem mechina, shepot b'gnei v'veida, sholof b'yad chayiv, shem asachar, shechayiv b'gnei v'veida, loy kol shkein, v'may hilchus k'svinu rachmano, loy melucho, shlichus yad en tzrich asar. Is Rashi b'chach Hashem mechir nema v'nikra ba'al bayis el olehim v'shem misach k'siv shul Hashem tiv ben shneihem v'min v'ashayol parash v'shayna nema v'shem mechinam shniya v'shem misach k'siv basach b'tavayu v'm lo yishalach el matzareyu v'm shalach im ha'im shalach neschayiv v'dvorm shupat olehim goyin shem mechinam v'im b'gnei v'im b'ayinsin. In the shalach bayad, kana, mekam b'shusai, m'shem esacha pater, b'meis, ein nishbar is pater nainsin, ein nainsin, but m'shalach bayad is chayiv. Where is the kavachay? M'shem chim shapat kol zman shel shalach bayad. If you don't have a bayad, Rashi says that in the parasha Mechinim we see the Yipater and Geneva. Calls man shu shalach bayad. He says, "Mloi matzah ganav." Nigma bayis. El Halehim. But then the whole parish of Tarantan is gone. Parish of Tarantan is gone. Tarantan is gone. Shemachinim is chayiv and gneiv. Into Shu Gonvay. But without Tarantan is gone, without a Shvuah, then he's Patr and gneiv. I stayed in the parish of Shemachinim. Yeah? Sorry, that was a private discussion. Shemachinim is Shemasach Shechai B'gnei Beveda. The Parsha Shnia by Nemra Uksiba Imganev Imganev. I'm going to be gone. Me, Shalom Bubala. That's what we see. Shem Sarus Chayev Gnei Veveda. By Koshkin, Shifloch Bayad, Chayev Bainsin. And what does Rech himself say? And he, I am Mary Mishunna. Kiblaza, Dama, 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 Achasi. My daughter, Akasi, Mishanik Lumifrach, Malashem Machinam, she came Misham to Shlomakev with Tain is Ghana. Man Loy Parach, Sava, Karen Lashmo, different Kelly Bishpo, the Grashi. Dovda Akasi, Kamashmo shall zoo, Kach Mishmo shall zoo. Meaning, it's not Lafuke Mishuna. Mishuna means the second, meaning the second one is not needed. He says, no, Dovda Akas, they're both needed. They're both needed. There's no extra pasuk telling me shluch zayin tzricha chasarin. My dov da achasi lo mashteim shavetz haloi lehutzchu l'shniyah. Dava kal v'chaymer. Shemachinam shepoit ratzim tain izganav. Shemachinam shepoit ratzim tain izganav. Kolaymer ganav. Gone of gone with many. Bo Adim, she adds, like, Misham the Shlomo Kefil, Rasim Laimatsa Gana, Shimabakama, and Laimatsa Kamasha Amar, El Shuatsme Gana, Maxibachra, Shashin Elohim, Misham Shnayim. So Shemachinam has the potential to pay Kefil. If he was Tony Tanis Gana, and he was Nishba, and it was stolen, then he himself has to pay kefil. Hashenkin Hashemer Sachar was chayiv right away in Geneva, so he never pays kefil. Shneshino lehim mishalom shnayim, avol Hashemer Sachar ain't mishalom kefil. Shemtoyin nigneva mishalom karen, shem chayiv Geneva. B'tayin acheres ain't mevi ois de kefil. And that, so. So what does the other one say? Kind of like Shvua Difa. Still Chomer. Still Chomer, the other man Dhammer. Chomer Shem Mesach, Shechai Mekaren, actually Nishbel, Lashaker, Vimokim Shem Mechinam, Pater, Dhani Gneva Veid, Shem Mechinam, Shem Mechalam Kefer. The Shem Mesach, paying Karen, is more Chomer than Shem Mechinam, paying Kefer. We meet the zoo, Ein El, Lach, Shem Nishbel, Lashaker. Shenigna v'vayedim, shenigna v'adnichis rabbi keifu, tain tain is ganav, acha shvuas rabbi. So meila, being chayiv to pay right away is more chomer than the potential for paying keifel if it was stolen and he swore, v'chulo, and it was nimsa that would be adai. Only then does he pay keifel, that's more kal than paying keren right away.
Why do we need shemerchina? Be less
chomer.
We may just care about where
it is
potter and where
it is
chayav.
Hmm?
We're trying to do a
kavuchaymer now. Kavuchaymer is telling in kul and chumra. That's what kavuchaymer is all about.
No,
we
tell it with
kavuchaymer is kul and chumra, and then there's pircha. How do you want?
Okay, but as far as our aspect, yeah, if shemerchinam has a case where there is a chumra, but as far as potter and chayav.
So you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Yosi ben Aroi, that Shluch Zayin Tzricha Saren? So fine. So you tell me the parasha Shem Masachah tells me the Shluch Zayin Tzricha Saren. I know for Shem Mechina. Imo Shem Masach Mal Shem Masach Shechay Vignei Veidem. It's Chomer Shem Masachar. Can't let Shem Mechim Shem Masach Shem Masach is more Chomer. Daf coin to him. Yesh Loi Ma Kim Neshichos Yad. We're just the Gilim Milsa. What is the Ged of Shlichas Yad? Just telling me Shlichas Yad is without concern. That is what Shlichas Yad is all about. So once we know that Shlichas Yad generally is without concern, that defines Shlichas Yad. So that definition can be carried over to Shem Echinam, where it says Shem Echinam is Chayim Shlichas Yad. But you don't have to learn out that if Shem Esachar is Chayim Shlichas Yad, Shem Echasarin, more than Shem Echinam. Because when the Torah tells me that Shem Esachar is Chayim by Shlichas Yad, Shem Echasarin, it's defining what is Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad, by definition, does not need Chasarin. So Meila, by Shem Echinam, that is Chayim Shlichas Yad, Meila, Shem Echasarin. In the Etzim Gemara, I just bumped into this Hara on the computer that I saw a Hara from Nachum. That was the first. What's this here? That he asks, he clears the shayla. What is the chiv of Shlichas Yad? Is that a chiv in the parasha of Geneva? Is that a chiv in the parasha of Shaimrim? Is it Din Medina Shaimrim? Or is it din in Dine Geneva? That's his chakira. So he wants to say, he asks Akasha, nice hara, but the conclusion he wants to draw is very schwer. But anyway, he asks, I mean, the Gemara here handles back and forth, yeah? We learn out that it should say Shlichas Yad Shemachinam, Shlach Shemesachim Shemachinam. Could you learn it out? Can you not learn it out? The Hemshon of the Gemara as well. If we, and then what's the Shaila? Because no, maybe Shemachinam. Shemachinam is more chamer, so you can't learn it out. You could learn it. Is it chamer? It's not more chamer. That's the whole pitzchah of the Gemara. Learning out one from the other, and we'll see that later in the Hemshon. The Gemara learning out from Shaila. So yes, if you tell me that Shlichas Yad is a din is a din in the Gzela, yeah. Because without the Pasha Shlichas Yad, you wouldn't have known it, right? But now that you have Pasha Shlichas Yad, it's a din in the Gzela, yeah. So if it's din in the Gzela, and when the Torah is mechashim the Chayiv al Gazel with Shlichas Yad, whatever is included in that, right? So what's the shaykh? Is he can't learn out Shemachinam, Shemesachav, Shemachinam, because it's more chamor, you could learn out, it's Kal Chaymer. If the Torah is megal to me that Shlichas Yad is a gazlin, so then it's a gazlin, right? So what shaykh, a pircha, you should not be able to learn out Shlichas Yad. If the get of Shlichas Yad is that you're a gazlin, that's what's nischaj in the parasha of Shlichas Yad, that you're a gazlin, what's the whole shaila about learning a pircha, learning one from the other? If it's a din in Shaimrim, Shlichas Yad is in the parish of Shaimrim, Talach is in Dine Shaimrim, yeah? The Mechayiv is a parish of Shaimrim, so you could say, okay, Shemachinim is more chamor, right? And therefore you can't learn out Shemachinim, Shemachinim, that it has this din, this chiv of Shaimrim. But if it's a pashta chiv geneva, yeah, so who cares? Terezim chashim, the chayiv al ganiv. So why should there be a pircha mitzad, the dinim of Shemachinim, the din of shmir of Shemachinim, and Shem Esachar? That's his aura, and that's he wants to say from this Gemara's mashma, it's a din in din of Shemachinim, not a din in Gezeilah.
But then how do we not have the kasha on Rebbe's Kalachomer? I thought that was the whole reason back in Rebbe's Kalachomer, which is Pircha. Wait, but
Rava?
In the next time, Gemara.
What Rava? We didn't see Rava yet. So how can
you say? I thought that was today.
We didn't say it in Shir. And second of all, no one else probably learned it either. It wasn't the Maram Chaimers today. I'm glad someone learned it. But anyway,
he was asking his Kalachomer if it's a din in Shir. He was asking him that Shail's Tidonitis, Shemachim, which has not Tidonitis.
We didn't see Rava, so we can't ask him Rava. Okay. So that's his hara. Maisa, the yeah.
What? The time of Kiv
ending
Zelus,
what I was
showing
him. What do you mean? Medina Shaimrin?
If you say Shaksyad, what's the Fakir? It's the same as.
What when someone Shalayach Yad, he's Chayiv Nainzin. Is that is it the parsha of Ganev that's mechayivim, or is it Medina Hashem Chinim is chayivim pshaya Hashem Sarkh is chayiv Ganeva? So within the parsha of Shaim, if you shleich Yad, the parsha of Shaim is mechayiv different halachas. No, that you become a Ganev. You become a Ganev. What's mechayiv is the parsha of Ganeva.
Oh, you become a Ganav.
Yeah, you become a Ganav. Yes, you become a Ganav. What's mechayiv is now you became a Ganav. Now you're chayiv because you're a Ganav. That's the Chakira.
So it could
still be that if a person's a shomer,
should this apply to
me, to the
ganav, if he sits in the park?
Seder, that's just echtemsa, there has to be a shomer, but at the end of the day, he's a ganav, though, so both shomer.
No, maybe by a shomer sachar, or he needs to become a ganav more easily. Or he can't become a ganav, but the same way.
A shomer has shechas yad, but Ma'aseh, if you tell me the ganav, I said, what's this? Of course, if you're shomer, it's not, that's his hara. The Ma'aseh, the chari, the zicharai is that it's within Goslin. Mustamun is lots of rai. It's just what, this morning that would hit me, yeah, was that raivid that we mentioned yesterday. So the beginning of that raivid in the Shita. Where's the Ravid? Yeah. When the Ravid we mentioned yesterday, that we said that holds like the Baal Mar, yeah, Tanz Rash Kasha, what's Gemara's Rash Chosan Chichosar, maybe Chayiv Al Shoyal, Shoyal Shalom Adas. So the beginning of that Ravid, Abraham Punk came over to me this morning to point something out from that Ravid. In the beginning of the Ravid, he says, this is like this. Right, because El Shani, nearly Yishlichas Yad, I feel Eina El B'Miktas in Nishbara Chaya B'Kula. Yishlichas Yad, Miktas Chaya B'Kula, like we all know. L'man Da'am Atzrichas Arin, Ash Yitol Menu Miktas, Shehe B'Shava Pruta Kishir Gezeila. Yeah? The Shir has to be, what is the Miktas? We the whole time we were screaming, yeah, Shechaz Yad, Miktas Yichayev and the whole thing. What's called Miktas? How much is a Miktas? Drop? What's called a Miktas? Revius? How much wine you have to take out? Yeah? Says the Rav, a Pruta. Kashir Gezeila. Uman Da'am Eitz Yichasar, Meshech Bia, Lito Mimenu, Afa Bishle, not the Menu Klum. So Stama, this is what we ever wanted for this Raiv. This Raiv is Mashma. You know what we had the Raivid? The Raiv Shita is on Mishnah Mem Gimel and Beis. The only time Mechayev Shlichas Yad. You have to have in mind to steal the whole thing. And the Shlichas Yad is B'miktas. You have to have in mind to steal the whole thing. Right? Here, the Raiv is Mashma. You don't need to steal the whole thing. Manda Amen Shlichasar, Meshech Bia Litl Men, Api Shlei Notol. It was only Magbiya Litel man. He doesn't say it's Magbiya to steal it. Magbiya just Litel. Kipshutai. So as long as I was Ma'ir, the Chariz is steering the Ravid, the Gabe, that Shaila, that Chiddush of the Ravid, the Yad HaChazaka, the Ravid said, that Shlichas Yad, the only Chayim, if you picked up the whole barrel, to steal the whole barrel. Okay, that's just an aside. But there are Chagim, he says, you need a Pshir Puta like Gazela, right? It's a din gazela of a parasha shlichas yad. Okay, I say just punk the mount happens to be the same. Yeah. He doesn't say because less than a pruta is not a shem mammon. He says it's like gazela. Top. What?
From Rebbe's a much bigger kasha. Right? Like an actual kasha.
When we get to Rav, we'll see if you Kiva.
Maybe.
I've never thrown anyone out of shear, but it could happen.
Maybe. Maybe. And it sounds like it's if you're gozel a shear, then shlichus yad means you chayav on the rest. But that's not ksela.
He's talking about the chesaron has to be approved to the part that you are stealing. What does it mean?
Yeah.
He's saying like Zayla, you need to protest big Zayla. It's clear, it's in the parashah of Zayla. Okay, this time is a Rashi. Two Rashis are going to be Negeya to Rava for Akiva over here. The Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis. There's a Sugi over here in Sanhedrin about when someone steal something in a machteres with a shayla of kilim rabbanei, betzem kius chay miso, because if the guy confronts him, the guy's allowed to kill him. Rabba machteres nid l'shem soif, you're allowed to kill the rabba machteres. Right? So it's shayla gemara whether or not you're actually kind of, is the gan of kind of the dover nigzel, or he's not kind of. So the gemara says that he's only part of if he breaks it, but not if he takes it. So Gemara says, so Gemara discusses, you know, it's b'shusay to be chayiv nines, but not b'shusay to be kind. Okay. Midava shoyel. So Stam in Rashi over here says, Stam is a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says, that when someone steals something, it's b'shusoy u'b'chriyusoy kaimi, chigabu luhu be'din aminei, Dafka v'deheich d'yesh le'dam, chiluk merchman b'shusoy, it puts the dover nigs on the b'shusoy again, Rashi says, where do you know that a ganav is chayv in einsin? Where do you know that from? It doesn't say in the parish of Geneva is Chayiv and Einzin. What's the mark of the Ganav of Chayiv and Einzin? Rashi says, "The Ashkan by Shaimrim, that Yishleach Yad, he's Chayiv, the Nas of Gazlim, Shlichas Yad, and he's Chayiv and Einzin." So you learn out of the parish of Shlichas Yad, you learn out that Gazlim is Chayiv and Einzin. Right? Well, Rashi the Ferry is Nasol of Gazlan, Shlichas Yad. Rashi the Ferry is you become a Gazlan with Shlichas Yad. What? Right. That's what I'm bringing this Rashi for. Very good. No, good. That's this Rashi, the Ferry is not like that. There's another Rashi later on, which is Negev to Rava, Negev to Akiva over here. The Rashi, I don't know, it seems to be a different svara. Rashi says that a gazlan is chayiv al kolna shaloi. Okay, that's a different svara. I thought Akiva would like that.
It's true.
I said that was Fakiva. That was, you know, a present Fakiva over here. After I threatened to throw him out of shir, so now I have to, you know, give him. You shouldn't think that, you know. How's that present? Is Rashi not a present? Is Rashi a $1 million present? For Rashi a present. Exactly, yeah. Aaron is volunteering to be my bouncer, I see. Aaron's getting too hyped up about this over here. I don't know. But he's like enjoying it too much, though. So that's why I don't think he could be the one to do it. But anyway, we're going to have to, you know, maybe ask, you know. I think Chanoch will be better. Okay, right side. Anyway, the kids are, the fire is Raya's, and probably is tens of Raya's more that the Shlech Yad is Chaim than Gazlan. So So I don't know. So you have to somehow figure out what to do with Nochem Zahara. But Maisa to say, I don't know, maybe I have to say something like from some combination. It's a chiva, it's a gazlan, but it's within the parish of Shaimrim. I don't know exactly how to say it. So Rakhbanim, to say that it's not Pasha Din in Medina Shaimrim, that Lachaira is. These two things came up now, and some is way more. Anyway, the Hara.
What's an Afkamino if it's got Zohar Din Shmirah?
Well, thereafter, can you return it? Kalsa Shmirasa, like Kalsa Shmirasa. And your Shalach, yeah?
If you're somewhere that's not Kalsa Shmirasa?
According to the Mandam,
or Kalsa Shmirasa,
if you're considering
Gazan. No, so imagine the Rashi of Manal then. Yeah? Right, the Rashi of Nasan. I feel not Nas Lagaisla, Elam Nas Lashlech, but yeah, Litam Gzasa, Lenotel, Philoch Kome Beshuse Kula, Bahavle Gzela, Ubina Nashav. What Zevi's talking about over here, Nachmina. If it's Gazlan, Rashi said the Pharisee, that's what Rashi said. That is a Gazlan, Rashi no Mashlich Siyah, and also another Rashi, and I've got running to Sanhedrin. In our backyard over here, Rashi says that the reason why Chayim and Ashav and Gemura in the Sugya before, right, it's not enough just to put it back in the Chatz, you have to put it back in its place, Rashi says, because you are a Gazlan. Okay. Now, so we have a discussion here in the Gemara, whether or not, what's more chomer? Is it more chomer to pay kefil, even though you're not going to pay Karen right away? Or no, it's more chomer to pay Karen right away. In Tanya Bektaisis, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar, the less lachsvar, and they hold, we don't say Karen Blei Shmu is adif. They say that kefil, that the shemesacha pays kefil, is a chumra. They shlug up the kal v'chaymer. Mal shem chinim shekem mishal v'shlumin kefil tanda is ganav. So they say that kefil is more chumra than karen b'leishvul. In time of Yechner Blaza, less lach svar of Karna Blashvua. Menola on the Parish of Rishayna, B'Shem Machina. Mashneer B'Shem Mesach, the Bresh Hashayol, the Kimlu, Ella Mahach Svara, the Karna Divil. The Gemara over there. Where does the Gemara know? The Gemara says it's three parishes. The three parishes of Rishayna. And the Gemara says, Tana Banu, Parish of Rishayna, B'Shem Machina. Mashneer B'Shem Mesach, B'Shem Hashayol. Bishul, 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 Mufurish, Ish Memrei, Ferish, Shok, my Shal. Yeah, Bolvi, Mishal, Mishal, no, Shine, Misham, Him, Shim, Sam, Sacha, April, Chana, Mustaver, Shim, Sham, Sacha, Shkain, Chai, Gneva, Veda. Adra, Bisham, Sham, Sacha, Shkim, Sham, the Shulmaka, Tan, has got. The Lachi, Karna, by Shmo, Difa, Mikhail, Bishmo. Mabin Zariah, Mishael, Kona, Shalai. So the Gemara's whole proof, the Brayis' whole proof that the parish Rishayin is B'Shem Achino and the parish Shnei is B'Shem Esachar is because in the parish Rishayin in the parish Shnei Chayiv Karen right away. In the parish Rishayin you're not Chayiv Karen, even though you're Chayiv Kefil because Karen B'Shvua Difa. That's cool for how we know that the second parish is B'Shem Esachar. We have a lot of heavy hitters over here who say they don't hold it at Svar, Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Laza. So how do they know the state of parishes? Zok, Teis B'Shein Rashbam. The Misvar Yadinon, the parish of Rishayin, Ksiv, Kesav HaKelim, Ogilus L'Sham Machinon. And just the subjects of the Shmira in the first parasha vis-a-vis the subject of Shmir in the second parasha indicate whether we're talking about Hashem Achin or Hashem Asachar. The first parasha says Kesef HaKelim. That regulates Hashem Achinam. That's not a big terechah, so people aren't necessarily going to charge money for that. People aren't necessarily going to watch animals which involve the big tircha, they're going to charge money. So meila, stam. Truth is mikra, it's mistab at the first parasha mechinam, second parasha mesachar. Not like the braisa. The Gerech and the Blas have to have their own derech how to figure out the seder parashas.
Why doesn't the Gemara and Ashal use that?
The Gemara means not a braisa. The Gemara means not a braisa. Rabbi Yechon, you can't learn that way.
So
Rabbi Yechon is not like the braisa. That's correct. And his later discusses how can Rabbi Yechon argue on the Tanoi? So he says, yeah.
Yes,
what?
Rabbi
Loz
is also
not my.
No, that.
What? Rabbi Eliezer is a Tana. Inam is a Taisis. The Kula Alma is Lud Karna Difa Mechvel Beshvua. Everyone knows Karna is a Difa. And therefore, push comes to shove. First, if the second parasha, the second parasha, Beshem Esacha. Why? Because Karna Beshvua Difa. Second parasha is Chayav Gnei Veda. That's Beshem Esacha. The first parasha is Pat Gnei Veda. Albeit that it's Chayav and Kefal, but Tanitan is Ganev. You say the first parasha is Shem Achina. Because bottom line, at the end of the day, Avada Karen, Karna Beloi Shvua Difa. Chomakim, Sir Lub Yechon, and Avlazar, then Luma, Shem Esacha, Beshem Achina, Hakal, Kimach Yesh Bei Churma, Shem Shalom Kefar, Mashenke, Beshem Esacha. In other words, even though you have a Kal V'Chaymer, any pericha, any chumra that this one has, you can make. You say it's not a Kal V'Chaymer; it's a pericha on a Kal V'Chaymer. So if A is more common than B, but B has something that A doesn't have, even though overall A is more common than B, but if B has something that A doesn't have, that's enough to make a pircha. So we're not saying, the pircha is not saying that's not a Kal V'Chaymer. The pircha is saying it is a Kal V'Chaymer because Karna B'Lishu was a Difa. Narvas, since Shemachinim also has a chumra that Shem Esach doesn't have. The Ainu that there is a hechtimus where pay is kaifal, that sometimes et vasa chumra.
Why is that considered a chumra? If Karna,
it is a chumra. But there is a hechtimus where Shem Achim is paying more than Shem Esach. That's somewhat of a chumra. Overall. Yeah, Shem Esach is more chumra, but there is one inning, one nekuda where Shem Achim ends up being more chumra. That's enough of a pericha. Now, and maybe it was everything. Mandaloy parach. So what's Prat Mandam that says that we don't make the pircha? Al chayra sof ko sof it is a pircha. So about the mekeifa, I feel pircha levdina. Why? Even though he's also asking that any pircha that you have, even though it doesn't affect the overall cheshbin, which one is more chamer, as long as you have some pircha, that's enough to shlug up a kal v'chaymer. But he holds that this, but if it would be some aside pircha, fine, it's wonderful. But this pircha, it doesn't work. Why? Shunimad mishalom kefil hu machmas kula shupatratzim v'gneva. So here he's saying the reason why this can't be used as a pericha because this chumra is because of a kula that is part of the geneva. So in other words, if it's not a pericha, fine. Here the pericha, the chumra is because of a kula. A chumra that's because of a kula, that can't be considered a chumra. Can't be considered a chumra that will be a pericha. Yeah. Bahash does a shapir, how the Rashi Shail. If he's there, we can understand a different Gemara in a Shail. There the Gemara, the Psadi, hey, the Gemara is learning out where do we know that Shoyal is Chayiv Gnei Aveda? Hooray, he doesn't say in the parish of Shoyal, he's Chayiv Gnei Aveda. He says he's Chayiv in Nishba. The maize doesn't say Nishba maize doesn't say it's Chayiv Gnei Aveda. Hanra Shoyal is Chayiv Gnei Aveda. Pashta Gnei Aveda. So, the Gemara, the Tanya, Nishba maize. Ain li Ella Shvura maize, Gnei Aveda Menayin. Amrit Kal Vachaymer. The Bryce has a Kal V'Chaymer. Mizel Kal V'Chaymer Shein Ol Shuvah. Meaning, where is Medayek? Meaning, Shein Ol Shuvah, that you might have thought there's a Pircha, but it's not a good Pircha. My Shein Ol Shuvah, V'Kitayim Mikl Mifrach, Ma'al Shein Mesach Shechim Shanta Shulma Kefil, Tain Tain Zvizim Mizuyim, Rei Shein Mesach Apeis Kefil. If you say by Tanya and Tanya's list of Mizuyin, I know that's a list of Mizuyin. Shemasachar is Potter. If it turns out that really it wasn't list of Mizuyin, there he's Chayiv in Kefil. So there's a Chumrah of Shemasachar over Shoyal. So Mela, you can't learn out, maybe you can't learn out Shoyal from Shemasachar. You should be Chayiv in Geneva by Veda. The Gemara, no, I feel like kind of Shaila Difa. The Gemara says that no, kind of Shaila Difa, that Shaila is chayvless to Mizuyim, that's Adif and Difa, it's not a Pircha. That's what the Bryce man who says, Zukav Chaim Shaila Bechuva. He by saying, because I've listened to Mizuyim Gazlan, Mela, you've listened to Mizuyim Gazlan, so how does that change things?
There is no way.
There is a Shemesachar, it's going to be put there on Kefil. Because not tiny, only by tiny tiny is gone do we say Yichayev in Kefil. Tiny is Mizuyin al Asad. It's there to Gazlan. There's no Kefil. That's the Gemara. Zotayis Viz. Yavhal the Gemara Gnei Mishal Mekal Mechan Mishal Mitzach. But when is Chayev Gnei Mevet? Shoyal Kol Shkei Baruch Ma'al Shal Mishal Shur. Yichayev in Kefil. But tiny is Mizuyin. Mashatayma. Yifimah the Sovar. The kefil have a chumra, my paruch. Adarabba, kimashu chomor, have leil miftar, megneva, kadesh is chayav kefil. If we're saying that kefil is more chomor, so then. So what's the more is kasha? Ma'al Hashem Mesachar, then it's Chayim Kefil. Ma'al Hashem Mesachar, then it's Chayim Kefil. Because Kefil is a Chumrah. And therefore we can't learn out the Shem, therefore we can't learn out the Shayol. 1 second. If you tell me that Kefil is a Chumrah, right? So then, Adarabba, so that should be a reason that Shoyal was more Chumrah, that Shoyal should be Patur and Geneva, and also be Chayiv and Kefil. We're trying to learn out is Shoyal Chayiv in Geneva or not? So Gemara says, first Braisa says, we learn out Kal Chaymer from Shem Mesachah. Shem Mesachah is Chayiv in Geneva Veda, Kol Shkein HaShoyal. Shem Mesachah is Chayiv in Geneva Veda, Kol Shkein HaShoyal. Says the Gemara, no, you can't learn out a Chumrah that Shoyal is Chayiv in Geneva Veda from Shem Mesachah. Because Shemesachar has a chumrah over Shoyal that it's chayiv in Kefil by list of mizuyin. Outside the list of mizuyin is a ganav. Yeah, Hashenkin by Shoyal, where there is no chayiv Kefil by Shoyal. So Mela, you can't learn out that a Shoyal should be chayiv in Geneva Aveda. In fact, if you're telling me in your kasha that Kefil is more chamur than Karen. In Cain, so then Adarabba. Then Shoyal All the more so, a shayel should be patting an aveda in order that he should be chayiv in kefil. What?
We're establishing that it's more chomer to be a chayv in kefil, and then shal gufa should be chayv.
If you hold that the shem the kefil is more chomer, right? Then. Shoyl should be popping in a way in order to be chayim and kefil. That's his kash.
What?
Is it Gufa, because once you establish there's a chomer of being chayv and kefil, and then because Shaul himself itself is more chomer, so we're going to say he's pater and gneva, or being a kavah chomer, I think.
No, kavah chomer, we're trying to be saying he should be pater and gneva.
But how, Asher
Mesachar
is
chayv
and kefil. He's pater
and gneva, in order to be chayv and kefil. You're not learning from Asher Mesachar that he should be pater?
But he becomes more strict than Asher Mesachar. Less.
Shem
Sachar is
Chayim Nehav,
then he's
Potter Nehav.
How could that be?
We're saying
it's more strict. It's more strict to become Chayim and Kaifel.
What?
So then what?
Shem
Sachar
is more Chayim. Because Shem Sachar only has it by wisdom Zun.
Correct. So now I don't think he's saying you should learn out from the Kaval Chaimer. Yeah, you should learn out from the Kaval Chaimer. I can tell you. Can't tell you the apother. What happened?
If the question isn't from Shor, I thought the question is from Shemachiner to Shor Sachar.
What? Meaning, the Gemara in the Shor is not discussing Shemachiner. We're learning Shoyel from Shor Sachar.
The way we understood the question was that we see from Shoyel and Shor Sachar, we ask the Kasha, and we prove from the Kasha that the Chumra is to have Kefil. So therefore, Shemachiner really should be Chai Mekneva Vavida.
And
what? Yeah, that's how we
understand. No, okay.
From
Rabbi Abraham. No, first of all, they would have Abraham without the S. First of all, it's without the S. Second of all, don't.
I made a mistake.
No,
you didn't come back to me.
No, I said that.
Thanks for stealing my joke, Hashanak.
So then why can't we ask that? So then let's ask that. So then Rabbi Abraham has a
conscience.
Abraham
made a
mistake, and we'll talk about it.
Great idea. Okay, we'll have to continue this conversation tonight. All right? Night's it. Oh.
What? So then he has a
conscience. Aaron, I'm going to have a few to throw you out. Oh, LMI. What's the LMI?
Hold on, so how are we learning it out?
What?
We haven't decided how we're learning it out.
Not from Shem Mesachar, what are we saying?
We're learning out from Kol Chomer, or we're learning out how we're learning? No.
Yes.
What is the Gemara saying? The Shem Mesachar...
No, we want to make it.
What? We're not learning out. We're not learning out from Hashem Asach that Hashem that Asherel is potted from in Karen.
What are we learning?
What? We're saying that naturally you should be potter. If he's saying it's more chamor.
Okay.
show you the close game, you should be chayv. And we say, no, Shem Masachah has a chumra. No, you can't learn out the chumra. What's the word saying? You can't learn out a chumra. Shem Masachah, you can't learn out of Shem Masachah. Right? But if you're telling me that being chayev, being potter neve is a chumra, so what are you telling me? You can't learn out from Shem Masachah. Shem Masachah is more chumra. Therefore, you can't learn out this chumra because Shem is more kal.
This is two-way street.
But if you tell me that this is more chamor, if you tell me that being potter is more chamor, that harai, you tell me that, if you tell me that's your percha, then that's not a reason. Then what it means is that the whole kal v'chaymer is no kal v'chaymer. What are you telling me? That we should learn out Shem Asachar, Shem is more chamor, Shbichayim, you're telling me, if Shem Asachar is chayim, call Shem here, not Rab, you're telling me that it's chumra to be chayim and keifel, then why should that be reason to be chayim and Shem Asachar, Shail in Ganeid? Going back to Rab, there's no kavachayim anymore.
Why not?
Because Shoel is more chomer, that's why it shouldn't be chayiv Geneva.
No,
Shoel
is more
chomer.
Because we know
Shoel
is more
chomer, because Shoel is chayiv
by...
Shoel is chayiv by Yitzin. So we know
Shoel
is more chomer.
No.
No.
According to this logic, it's a
chomer. No, Einis is no Geneva by Einis. What are you talking about?
The
Kefal. There's no Kefal by Einis.
The simplest
Missouri
is
like... Tov, b'kitzer, again, the Gemara makes kal v'chaymer that Shem Masachah is chayav Geneva, kol shkein shayel, because shayel is more chomer. Says the Gemara, Shem Masachah has a chomer that shayel doesn't have. And if we can't learn out, this chomer, right? If we say that being chayav Geneva Veda, l'fi the tzad, that there's a chomer of keifel, I mean, that means being chayiv and karen is a kula. So then, b'chal, how can you learn out from shayol? How can you learn from Shem Masachah? You should be chayiv. And therefore, adrab, you should learn out. Shem Masachah should be potter geneva. You should be chayiv and karen. Because the original, going back to the original kal v'chaymer.
A shayol
that cannot learn out. What's the ham? Learn out from Shem Masachah. But then you should be chayiv in Geneva. Other Abba, Kav Chaymer. If he's more chomer, he should be potter, not chayiv.
So we're using Kav Chaymer to prove it.
He's saying, we're not natural to be potter. There's no Kav Chaymer to be chayiv him. Natural to be potter. Other Abba, because he's chomer, that's why he's potter. The fact that he's chomer is not a reason to chayiv him. What are you trying to say? Shem Masachah is chayiv, Kol Shekein Shayel.
So,
but if that Gemara that they try to make the Percha, yeah, holds that Kefal is more chamer, so then what's b'chal kal v'chaymer?
So the kasha is on the next side of the Gemara.
No,
or bring back kal v'chaymer.
No, before that, if you're telling me that if you're telling me in your Percha, yeah,
the Percha is therefore saying it's not a kal v'chaymer, so we go back. No,
the Percha is saying it's a Percha the kal v'chaymer,
and therefore.
And if he can't learn Kavu Chaim, it's true.
Right, so then Geneva Deza would be Potter.
Only because he's a Pirch on the Kavu Chaim.
It's very simple.
The Gemara doesn't
word it as
saying
I don't have a Kavu Chaim. It's not saying there's no Kavu Chaim.
There is no Pirch. That's what
they say. There's a Pirch on the Kavu Chaim. But if the Gemara was of the mindset,
and
there's no kal v'chaymer b'chal, if the Gemara was in the mindset that kefal is a chumra, yeah, then there's no kal v'chaymer b'chal.
Isn't that what a percha does?
No, percha is a percha of the kal v'chaymer.
It destroys the kal v'chaymer.
It's going to accomplish the same thing. We're not be able to use it now. Mm-hmm.
That's not how the Gemara words it.
We're learning the same halacha, no? In that stuff. We're saying, therefore, it's percha on the kal v'chaymer, therefore they don't have kal v'chaymer, therefore Geneva Veda would be patur.
true.
So we care how we learn that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so, but according to what he said, everybody say, but if you hold like the second Shadinami, then it makes sense. Why? Because Avada, objectively, being Chayiv and Karen is more Chomer than being Chayiv and Kefil by Tani Tani is Ganav. Objectively, after everything is said and done, Avada, being Chayiv and Karen is more Chomer. Being Chayiv and Karen is more Chomer. Being Chayiv and Karen, that's the Zichah Chomra. Right? Elamai, the Shaila Pircha. Because you can say that Shem Esachar has a percha, has something that Shem the Shal doesn't have. So it's enough to make, it's a percha of Kal V'Chaimer. It's not saying there's no Kal V'Chaimer. Vayit Kasha. Vayit Kasha.
The first
Parash what?
The first
Parash. He's asking, yeah, he's saying that according to the second there. The Gemara is good. Vayit Kasha. Right? So Gufa. Vayit Kasha. Right? So Gufa. Chai b'shur meisa. I'm sorry, I messed up. What I just said, I think was Tzai's second kasha. He's going back to the original kalvachayim. Brayis gufa shal shchai b'shur meisa. Adi in the seventh, if they shul chamor shpi potter, the chai b'keifel. I'm sorry. So I think what I just said in the first kasha is what Tzai says in the second kasha. That's the boy kasha. What? Right, no, I'm sorry. What I just said is the first kasha really the second kasha? And what's the whole if the Braisa maintains that Kefil is more chomer, then what's b'chal kal v'chaimer? You tell me that Shem Sachar Shem is chayiv in 19 Kol Shkin Shem chayiv in Geneva Adarava because he's more chomer. It's a reason to patter him. So what was that kasha before? Vash tema fimash esav and Kefil. Have a chumra, my parach, adrab, kim shul chomer, have a lift, magnev, a gdil chayav, a kefil. So Tais is asking, by his side, Tais is asking on the pircha, what? He said, Malashem, Mesachah, Shaz chayav, a kefil. Malashem, Mesachah, Shaz chayav, a kefil. Time b'shayo. Therefore, can't let it out. If your kefil is more chamor, my parach. If you mishul chamor, have a miftar. Midnayo. Today, she's chayiv kefil. I'm sorry. Teresa's kasha, the first kasha is that what are you telling me? Malashem Besacha, Shekin Chayim Akefel, right? Shem Besacha has a chumrah, right? Shem Besacha has a chumrah of a shayol. Shem Besacha has a chumrah of a shayol. Why is Chayim Akefel? Adarabba, how can you say? So then, if that's true, then the Shemesachah should be Chayiv and Geneva. Shemesachah should be Potter and Geneva, and not be Chayiv Kefil. What do you tell me? Shemesachah is more Chomer because it's Chayiv and Kefil. Right? Because you're saying that Kefil is a Chumra. If you're saying Kefil is a Chumra, so then why is Shemesachah Chayiv and Geneva? If you're telling me Kefil is a Chumra and Shemesachah is more Chomer. What? We tell me that Shem Esach is more chomer than Shayol because Shem Esach is chayim and kefil by time that I listen to Mezuyin. Yeah? So why is Shem Esach a chayim and geneva?
This is where Abraham made a mistake though, I think.
What? Why is Shem Esach a chayim and geneva? He should be putter in geneva in order to be chayim and kefil.
Isn't the Torah say easy?
One second.
This is an Aaron estimate. An Aaron estimate.
No.
And he asked me, so why couldn't we ask this question at the beginning of the Gemara? In other words, in the beginning, we started saying this a pircha. What do you mean? How could it be that Shomer Sachar is higher than Geneva? How could Shomer Sachar is higher than Geneva? I mean, the Chomer is Kefil, he should be Putter.
So where exactly are you asking? The Gemara makes says that the
pircha. I
was a pircha. Teisim shem mechin. So they say no. They hold it's a pircha. It's not mishana. No da'achasi. Why? Nikol mifrach. Ma shem mechin. Mishakei. Mishal d'shul mekeifel. I'm telling you that it's ganav. No.
How could it be? The
Chomer
of
Shem HaSachar
is
Kefal. If it's a Chomer,
if Kefal
is a Chomer, then why is the Shem HaSachar?
If you're asking, that's the question here.
So we're saying, wait a minute, no. We're saying then that, what? No, we're saying Shem HaSachar is less than not Chomer. But the Gemara is saying Shem HaSachar is Chomer. The Gemara is saying that Shem Achinim is more chamer. That's the answer to Aaron's question. The Gemara is saying Shem Achinim is more chamer. Aaron got his question in. Okay. The Shem Achinim is more chamer, but the Gemara of this says Shem Esachar is more chamer. The Gemara of this says Shem Esachar is more chamer because Chayiv and Kev by list of Mizuyin. If that's true, then he should be Chayiv and then he should be Potter in Begneva. The Gemara in Ashayel says, you can't learn out Shayel from Shem HaSachar with the Kal V'chaim because Shem HaSachar is more Chomer than Shayel. Why is Shem HaSachar more Chomer than Shayel? Because it's Chayiv and Kefal by the list of Mezuyim. In fact, if that's true, how can you say that? Because if that's true, then why is Shem HaSachar Chayiv and Gnei Aveda? Adar, you should put the Gnei Aveda in order to Chayiv and Kefal. That's his kasha. Because then the Gemara is saying Shem HaSachar is Chomer. Our Gemara is saying Shem HaSachar is not Chomer. So Aaron's question is not a question. Right. In Taimar,
in
Taimar, Rabbi Yechanan, the Savar. So you want to say, why? Why is he trying to say that? El Mai must be you're wrong. Kefal's not more chamer. If you're telling me Kefal's more chamer, you're right. You're going against the Torah. If Kefal's more chamer, and you're telling me Shem HaSachar is more chamer, he should be potting an Eva in order to be chayav and Kefal. El Mai, you're wrong. El Mai, you're wrong. Kefal's not more chamer. We see from the Torah, Kefal's not more chamer. Vim time back.
Why can't you be wrong from the Torah? And you can still say it's more chomer, but you can't learn it out because obviously the Torah says no. Why does this prove that it's not a complete chomer?
In time baptized, Rabbi Eichon and Sav Racha, in Mekev Ladina Pircha, Rabbi Eichon already holds the Baisai. Rabbi Yechanan Hare holds that there is a Perich of Kefal. There's no Karm by Shua Difa. He knows Kefal is more Chama. Vagam Sav Rabbi Yosef, the Perich of Kainis, Kabe Shem Aved, Rabbi Yechanan, listen, Mizuyin, Ganavu. We don't have time to look at the Gemara right now. Tim Kain, Ganev Aved, Bishayol, Milan. So Rabbi Yechanan holds both of these two things. Aleph, Kefal is more chomer. Being chayiv and kefal is more chomer than being chayiv and kefal without shvur. Beis, as the cheshbon and the sugya in Baba Kama, which I don't have time to go through right now, comes out, Kunjab Yasef, in the machlek is Hashem Raveda, is Hashem Raveda, Hashem Achim, Hashem Asachar, it comes out that if you're Be'ech, the list of Mizuyin is a ganav. Not a Gaza. Okay? Those two pieces of information together is a problem. Why? Cain, Gnei Vavei, the Meshoyel Minolan. Chiparach Vashoyel, Malashay Mesacha, Shkei Meshalom, Kefal, Lista Mezuyin. The Gemara we just saw. The Gemara, the Braisa that says, you learn out Shoyel from Shem Mesacha, is Chayiv and Gnei Vavei. Gemara had a Pircha, Malashaycha, Malashay Mesacha, is Chayiv and Kefal. And the Gemara gave one or two trutzim. Either list of Mizuyin Gazlan, and therefore Shem HaSachar is not Chayiv and Kefal, so you don't have a Pircha. Or, Karnav Shvua Difa, which means that there's no Pircha. Again, we have a problem. We have Kavachayim and Shalom Shem HaSachar. We have a Pircha, Shem HaSachar is Chayiv and Kefal. There's one of two ways to get out of that pericha. Either we say it's not a pericha, because karna difus or kefos is not considered a chumra, or we say that your hanacha, the Shem HaSachar, is chayev kefos, is wrong. Why? Your hanacha is based on your assumption that list of mezuyin is a ganav, and therefore Shem HaSachar, tiny list of mezuyin, turns out there was a list of mezuyin, he is chayev kefos. That's not true, because list of mezuyin is gazlan, not ganav. Okay? Now, if Rabbi Yochanan holds neither of those, Rabbi Yochanan holds that kefil is a pericha, which means we have a pericha on the Kal V'Chaymer, and list of mezuyin is a ganav, kimavur, v'Rabbi Yochanan Baba Kama, ayin sham, yeah, so then he can't say that your hanacha is wrong, and therefore there's no pericha, so maybe there is a pericha. So if we count it out, Shoyel from Shem HaSachar. So now in the world we know that a Shoyel is Chayiv in Gneva Aveda. Yeshleim Rabbi Yechle Naf Kleim Mimchi Yishol Vav Maisel Yerishon 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 Yerishon. So Rabbi Yechle has his own drasha, not his own drasha Lagamit. Gemara does use that drasha Linyin Tor Bailam Vav Maisel if there's a Hekesh Vav Maisel Yerishon Mela. The Mela, that's where we learn out that a Shayol is going to be Chayav in Aveda. Taka, not like the Braisa. Rafa Gad, Rav Yosef, Rav Neroi, Utana, Vesov, the Karna Difa. Right? The Gemara says, our whole Sugi here starts from Rav Yechon Mashem, Rav Yasi, Ben Neroi. Rav Yechon's Rebbe, Rashi told us. And he says that Mishuna, right? He says, "Nalag Rabbi Yochanan." He's a Tana. So therefore, he holds Karan Adifa. There's no Pericha. And that's Mikulun Al Shem Asachem Shem Machinon El Ma'ay Shulzan Tzichu Sarin. V'chein Bais the Shoyl Savra the Karan Adifa Oilis the Mizuyin Gazlin. Rabbi Yochanan Paul B'Tavayu. So Rabbi Yochanan, where's Rabbi Yochanan coming to argue on all these Tanai? Rabbi Yochanan is an Amayra. Rabbi says, Rav Tanu Polik. And say it about Rabbi Yochanan. So how could Rabbi Yochanan, where's Rabbi Yochanan coming from? Where's Rabbi Yochanan coming from to hold his Shita that he could make a Pircha? And maybe holds that it's a The Gemara says, there's a Tanya that does say that therefore it's right. So there's a Tanya over there that does hold of Kefil as a Pirch.